Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. He is on one already today, boys and girls, children of all ages. Step right up. It is January the 15th, middle of the first month, year of our Lord, 2025. And we are now 79 hours away from kickoff in Detroit, in Motown. Where your boy, somehow, by the grace of the football gods and the weather gods and airplane gods, your boy will show up probably at about 7 o'clock Saturday night, huffing and a puffing because it's 8 degrees out in Detroit and my flight doesn't arrive until 5:30, 25 minutes away from Ford Field. And I will be in Detroit for about, 16 hours.
Are you sure about that?
I think so. I'm not sure about anything. But will I see? Did I just pay $550 to see the Commanders win a game that not many are giving them a good chance to win? Or
speak for yourself. Literally, when you say that, I'm actually done hearing your opening salvo.
Do I have your attention now?
I think you do. Speak for yourself, because you're literally the only person I've heard that doesn't give this group much of a shot this week. You're literally the only.
You heard that.
I literally walked in on you. It was almost like you were in here in your underpants and you had to cover your private parts because someone walked in on you. Literally, I walked in here to you talking about, I had to buy this ticket to Detroit, and I had to go through so much to do it, and they're going to lose anyway. You industry plant. That's why the radio gods deliver me here 1 to 4 p.m. every Wednesday and Thursday.
Real quick, behind-the-scenes radio right now. Just so you know, there is a parlay, a behind-the-scenes parlay for when your mic's going to get muted because you were so loud before the show.
I'll take some pretty good odds on that. That's like plus 200. You walked in.
I'm not done thinking.
I was making a facetious joke.
Let the silence
to Matthew.
Let the silence be loud for a second, because I want the people to understand that I'm not acknowledging what that man just said to me.
Okay. Well, silence does not work good on the radio. I was making a facetious facetious joke. See, you don't understand.
Cut my damn mic off.
I didn't cut your mic off. I didn't cut your mic off. You just turned my mic off. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, I'm just going to continue to do the radio show while you guys figure out what y'all want to do. You walked in on a conversation that I was having with Matt where I was bitching about the logistics and the stress of booking this flight back and forth to Detroit for a game that, quite honestly,
they're probably not going to win, said in the words of Chris Russell. Didn't you get enough? Didn't you get your ass chewed out enough yesterday about how negative you were? You would think that this group didn't just go to Tampa and put forth one of their best efforts of the season. You would think that this group isn't the hottest team right now in the National Football League. You would think that this quarterback isn't the hottest quarterback in the National Football League. And you'd think that the damn Detroit Lions were the 85 Bears.
Said a guy who literally had a funeral for the team on Black Friday.
I put a fork in them after they lost to Dallas.
Yes.
How much has changed since then?
I mean, they've won.
How much has changed?
They've won six games in a row.
How much has changed since
by
then?
By a whisker.
How much has changed
by
since then?
By a couple
then?
Of whiskers.
How much has changed since then?
I've got more the whiskers on my chin.
The emergence of De'Ami Brown has happened. The debut of Marshawn Lattimore. The return of the Alabama bank robbers.
Ooh.
So much has changed.
So much has.
So much has changed since then.
Yeah.
As you say it facetiously. That's why I bring expertise. I bring analysis. and I bring logistics to this.
Logistics?
I feel better.
You don't even know what logistics means.
Sure, I don't know what logistics means. You, that?
You used it in the wrong context.
I don't know.
You bring logistics?
You can bring logistics.
You can?
Sure.
Okay.
Can you bring logistics?
I don't know how you bring logistics to a radio show. I'm going to need some help.
Bringing logistics essentially means organizing and managing the transportation and delivery of goods from one location to another.
How does that work within a radio show context?
I'm bringing the logistics, meaning my organized thoughts that I managed, I transported them from my brain to the damn microphone.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
But I just,
said it already sold.
Matt, that's the best thing you've did today.
All right.
In reality, though, I know you want to get into Adam Peters, but I can't wait until I get to hear you explain why you think the team's not going to lose. Or the team's not going to win.
Well,
why they have no shot.
How you're wasting your time, your money.
You were caught in 4K.
I was fearing.
You were caught in 4K.
I'm worried.
You're worried.
That I went through a night of disaster planning.
For nothing. That's because you don't
think
ahead
Detroit,
at all.
To get to Detroit.
How are you just
two and a half hours before kickoff.
It's Wednesday.
In the middle of January.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
The game time was announced Sunday night.
Yes.
If you were going to go, you should have been got your ticket.
You don't understand why I waited until last night.
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
You don't understand how these things work.
No, I got you. What I do understand.
Anyway, I will give the whole story coming up later on. I do want to get into this right from the start. Before we actually talk about the game, which we will. 1 year ago today, officially, Adam Peters became the general manager of this football team. And we all know that that in and of itself was considered a great, you talk about the Alabama bank robbers, that might have been, in football circles, a bank robbery, right? From the standpoint of guys like Adam Peters, from organizations like the San Francisco 49ers, with the pedigree that Adam Peters had built on his own, and with the sheer will, juice, and approval of Kyle Shanahan, guys like that never would come here. Guys like that wouldn't come here because this organization had done everything wrong that it could possibly do wrong along the way. And even though Josh Harris's first season as an owner obviously did not go well, 4-13 after a 2-0 start, they had to fire the coach and so on and so forth, everyone knew that this organization had radically changed and was changing. And that is what led Adam Peters to say yes. Maybe an unconventional hiring group in Bob Myers, an NBA executive, a championship NBA executive, and Rick Spielman, an out-of-work general manager, along with a basketball owner or basketball guys, as Baby Ben Johnson liked to call them, basketball guys. But they got Adam Peters to agree to come here. Adam Peters was already thinking about coming here long before they actually hired him. He was already thinking and asking questions about being here and where people live here and how people do things here. When San Francisco came in to FedEx Field then, 2 weeks before the regular season ended, or the second to last week of the regular season, he was already thinking about that. He already knew that this was a potential target. And 1 year ago today, he was hired. And obviously, the organization has made a complete on-field transformation. So much positive. Not everything, but so much positive. And when you think about where this organization was an on-field product 1 year ago today, Sam Howell was the starting quarterback. Still. Sam Howell was. You want me to go on and any further than that? Oh, wait. Emmanuel Forbes was a starting corner. Fedarian Mathis was a top reserve defensive lineman. Jamin Davis was a first-round pick that was floundering. All of them, poof, gone. And 13 wins later, Adam Peters. Happy Adam Peters anniversary.
Thank you. To all that celebrate.
To all that celebrate. Do you celebrate?
Why would I not celebrate?
I don't know.
We all should celebrate.
We all should.
We all should celebrate.
We all should understand.
It's probably
Adam Peters has got the world by the grapefruits. He's got the world by the grapefruits.
I mean,
I don't know him well. Like somehow he remembers my name. I have no idea how. I know how. We met each other right before the training camp at a social event, and he was incredibly cool. And we chatted for a while, first individually and as a group, and then as a group, and just a really cool dude. And oh, by the way, he happens to be a super, super shrewd general manager. Now, that doesn't mean that every decision he makes is going to work out. I mean, I can think of a recent one that has not worked out so far very well, right? But by and large, you would say that, I don't know, what would you put the number at? 90% of the decisions he's made so far on field and including Dan Quinn, which then trickles down to the rest of the coaching staff, or would you say 90%, 92%, 95%? I don't know what percent you would say. Adam Peters has hit a home run in 1 year on the job.
Am I hyperbolizing it to say it's probably the best hire in the history of the franchise? To where
I don't know how that could be considered hyperbole. I mean, Joe Gibbs.
I'm talking about because I think Adam Peters, when it's all said and done, Dan Quinn's going to be the new Joe Gibbs. When it's all said and done, Adam Peters is going to be the new Bobby Bethard. This is better than anything that they were able to cultivate back in the 90s because they have a franchise quarterback. They won three titles with rent-a-center quarterbacks, guys that weren't a part of the long-term success plan. No shade to Rip, no shade to Doug, no shade to Joe, but none of those three were, at the time of winning the bowl, considered franchise quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the beginning, and credit your senile co-host on Tuesdays. This is the beginning of the return to glory.
Wow.
I mean, he coined it. I'll never forget. We were out at bullpen.
You two are back on speaking terms now?
We were at the bullpen. And it was the set part two of the Burgundy and Soul party. Or I guess it was the Burgundy and Soul party. It feels like it was forever ago now. But he coined it Operation Return to Glory when Josh Harris first purchased the team.
Yeah.
This was them breaking ground on Operation Return to Glory when they hired that blue-eyed, handsome devil that does nothing but make good football decisions. I remember when I think you had me on the show. I called into the show that a year ago today because I wasn't on the air at that time. And we were discussing the gravity that the hire was going to have and the fact that we were able to acquire the most highly sought after talent evaluator on the market, something that, as you alluded to, wouldn't have been possible unless you made the sweeping changes that needed to happen at the top. I was listening to Peter Rosenberg. He was on The Pivot, and shout out to him for shouting out B. Mitch and Finley, the show that he appears on weekly. And he made a comment, something along the lines of, like, this isn't karma. The franchise wasn't the failures of the franchise wasn't the karma of Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder is not a karma. Dan Snyder is a bad person. There's this idea, I guess, at certain points in the season, and I felt this way early, that the other shoe was going to drop. The other shoe's never going to drop because they have the right people in place. This is something that is easily sustainable, I think, because they have the most important pieces in place. So while it's great that we have it's 13 wins, we're in the divisional round, I think this is only the tip of the iceberg, and it starts with the hiring of Adam Peters, though.
What about the people that would say, we don't want nice guys, we don't want good guys, we want really good, smart football guys, and that's what matters, and yeah, so far, a year into this thing, it looks really good. Early returns are good. But we know that doesn't always last, and 1 year doesn't always sustain itself. And what I mean by that...
I'm sorry.
Meaning, there are a lot of people that say, first of all, in this fan base and other fan bases, we don't care how good a guy is, how nice of a guy he is, how good he is to the media or what have you. All we care about is how smart and whether they get it right. And I'm going to give you an example, okay? Back in 2020, even though they finished 7-9, they somehow magic carpet rided their way into the playoffs. Ron Rivera was looking like a genius from a personnel standpoint. They brought in guys like J.D. McKissick, who else did they bring in on short 1 year deals that contributed to that 2020 team, that like put them over maybe not put them over the top, but put them in a position where they could somehow, some way, by the grace of the football gods, win seven games in a bad division and win on a Sunday night in Philadelphia and make the playoffs and give Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, the eventual Super Bowl champions, a run for their money, right? A lot of people thought a year into the Ron Rivera regime, man, this is going in the right direction. This is going way up. This is great. Look at us. We got all these 9-5 ham and eggers.
Can I be honest with you? Mm-hmm. Because I am... This is where younger folks like myself should be given grace. Ron Rivera's 2020 postseason berth was one of three postseason berths in the 2000s. Is it not?
Yeah.
So how can you fault anyone for believing that that was the beginning of something good? I don't know how many playoff berths exactly they had in the 2000s.
Well, I mean, 2005.
That was their first of the
2007, 2012, and 2016. So four. Four before that.
There wasn't one in the early 2000s?
It was 99 when Dan first took over, mm-hmm. right? And they won a playoff game that year. I don't think there was one between 99 and 05, but I could be wrong. I don't think
so. But my point is this. Anyone that was feeling
05,
that way.
12, 05, 05, 07, 12, 16, or the 15 season.
Yeah, so you would have three in sit before
right.
that.
Okay, but so what is that?
So for faulting anyone, you're like getting you're getting ready to like throw dirt on people that
no.
You thought that was the beginning of something special.
No.
Why wouldn't you?
That I'm trying to make is 1 year does not determine a lifetime. Does not determine.
Yeah, but there's context to the 1 year.
Sure.
Clearly, there's no quarterback in place.
Correct.
Which is the number one thing.
Correct.
And the owner was still in the way.
You're allowed to point out there's differences.
Yeah,
huge differences. I'm just saying that at the end of the 2020 season, and here's what I know.
I just think that their decision making at the end of the 2020 season shows why. anyone interviewing that guy is a clown.
Well, it started with Ron and Kyle Smith not being able to see eye to eye.
And that
did not work out well for this organization. Now, it hadn't worked out great for Atlanta either. Kyle Smith is the assistant GM there. But, I mean, we don't know how much power or control he has. We just don't know, right?
He's working under, Fonda. So.
But the point being is, Adam Peters is 1 year into the job today, right? It does not guarantee that the future is set. It does not guarantee that the future, that we are never going back to the dark days of evil.
Can I say this? It'd be a pretty safe bet to assume, though.
It would. And you're correct.
I'm not trying to disrespect Joe Gibbs or Bobby Bethard.
I didn't mean to jump in on you and say you're wrong. Of course you're right that there's no Dan Snyder, one. Two, there's the quarterback. And there's more than that, but that's the big two.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, I'll go one step further. There's Dan Quinn. And whether he loses certain coaches or not, and we'll get into all of that, there's Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn is not going anywhere until you decide that he goes elsewhere. Meaning, it's not like Dan Quinn is going to take, the Arizona Cardinals job if Jonathan Gannon doesn't work out there next year and he's just going to walk up and leave. So really it's about three things. You have no Dan Snyder to run interference, and therefore no cronies, no stooges, no imbeciles running the show of operations like Bruce Allen and others. And then on top of that, you have the quarterback and you have the head coach. And all three seem to have the perfect temperament and the perfect prism to look
through. But, Chris, that's the story of this organization right now. That's the story of this season. This is where I point at you and throw pie at your face because you're the same guy that laughed at me for coming in here in the springtime raving about the people that they had in the building. Remember that?
Yeah.
How I continue to rave about, they may not have the talent. Remember, I continue to say that. They may not have the talent. I think they got the right blend of people.
Yeah, but I didn't disagree with that. But you were basically like going to the bank based on what they were doing in shorts in late May, and I was like, whoa, slow down.
It was the idea of, and this was around the time we began to hear the stories of Jaden Daniels showing up when he showed up, and then the story comes out about the whiteboard that they had in there where they wrote their mission statement for the team.
All of that is fair.
When you have a team that's extremely close and that likes each other, you're able to maximize the talent. There's more of a want to go the extra mile to work hard. We had that conversation here in studio.
Yeah.
I would want to work harder. Well, I'm not going to use this place as an example, but anybody in their job would want to work harder if they felt like they're being noticed. If they felt like they liked the people they worked with, they would go the extra mile.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's what happens.
It helps when you like the people that you work with.
Yeah, it helps when the people that you work with actually, treat you like a teammate.
I don't know yet.
123 on
like
the Team 98.
I'm like Jaden Daniels of the Team 98.
Adam Peters' anniversary.
I'm too.
Wait, did you just say you're the Jaden Daniels?
It was just...
Happy one-year anniversary to Adam Peters. 1 year ago today, he officially took over as Commander's general manager. Here's a question. What's the most underappreciated thing that he's done? Underappreciated thing that he's done in his 1 year on the job. We'll give ours and we'll get into that part of the conversation. Don't worry, we'll get into the matchup. Detroit, Washington, Saturday night, Ford Field, divisional playoff round. First time in forever they played in a divisional playoff game. Right here on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Is Matt doing the thing again where he says something to you and not me?
He's just telling me about a sponsor that I have to read for the trending alert in just a couple of minutes. But before we get there, welcome in, everybody. Good to have you with us. Happy Adam Peters' anniversary. 1 year ago today, Adam Peters took over as the general manager of the Washington Commanders. And all he's done, besides look handsome and
he's quite literally changed my life,
all of that, all he's done is build a 13-game winner in the first 18 games on the job. That's it. And found the franchise quarterback. That is not a question. The only question is how much, well, there's two questions about Jaden Daniels. How much better can he get? And can he find a way to stay on the field, as most quarterbacks don't, right? And eventually there's going to be something that catches up to him.
Yeah.
The question is whether it's catastrophic or not. But that's not today's issue. Today's issue is celebrating the one-year anniversary of Adam Peters in advance of, in 77 hours or whatever, it's a little bit more than 77 hours, they will take the field at Ford Field in Detroit for a divisional playoff game against the one-seed Detroit Lions, a juggernaut, an offense that probably, quite honestly, in paper and in reality, should overmatch Joe Witt's defense and Dan Quinn's defense. But of course they have a chance. But we will get there in the 2 o'clock hour. We wanted to open up with this. What is the most underappreciated? Underappreciated. Not the best move Adam Peters has made, which I guess could be answered one of two ways, hiring Dan Quinn or drafting Jaden Daniels. The most underappreciated move that Adam Peters has made in his first year on the job, in your eyes, is what?
There's so many.
I know.
There's
pick
literally
one.
So many. I'm going to go.
Pick your favorite. Let's put that.
I don't want to say it's my favorite, but it's the one that I was most incorrect about. The signing of Zach Ertz.
Ooh.
I think, I really don't think we even can begin to fully understand, one, the on-field impact that he has, because it's massive. He draws a lot of attention. Teams know that Jaden's a guy, that he's a guy Jaden wants to go to. And if you notice with Ertz, specifically on Saturday or Sunday night, all of his catches came in just these big-time spots. So when he's become
like,
this...
Like a fourth down.
He's become this safety blanket for Jaden Daniels and this answer to the test when nothing else, when all else fails, just throw it to 86.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got to look at him because I remember the day he was signed. I remember we were on the air together. We literally broke the news to the DMV.
With Zach Ertz, yeah.
And I sat there and I said, wow. I give J.P. Finley credit. Out of everybody in this market, I believe J.P. Finley was the guy that was probably most optimistic about Ertz's impact. I said, why would you want to sign a catch and fall merchant?
Mm-hmm.
I did not fully understand, and I guess this is stupid on me, the leadership part of what Zach Ertz has brought to this team, I think, is seismic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's him... It's Bobby Wagner. It's two guys that are both future Hall of Famers, but they show you how to prepare. Doesn't matter if you're a linebacker. Doesn't matter if you're a tight end. You can be a running back watching Zach Ertz prepare and how he takes care of his body, and it then gives you tools that you don't have if he's not in this building.
Because
let's just be real. You take Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner off of this team. Who's the veteran that's been around the block before and seen it all and done it all? It doesn't exist.
I mean... Yeah, there's not many.
It doesn't exist.
Right.
So,
To
really underscore and highlight the impact off the field.
Maybe Dante Fowler? Maybe.
But you think about him, I mean, it's been a tumultuous start to his career.
Yeah,
The details.
Sure.
But, like, it just proves the point of he knows more than we'll ever know. And I've learned, what was my slogan all offseason? We're at the mercy of the evaluator.
Mm-hmm.
All offseason, we're at the mercy of the evaluator.
You've learned to be at the mercy of the evaluator.
I've just it's grown on me. I just trust whatever he does.
So I've been thinking about this, right? And I bounced back and forth, and I was like, well, it's definitely Bobby Wagner, right? Oh, it's definitely Zach Ertz, right? Well, the trade for Marshawn Lattimore was an aggressive swing for the fences that hasn't exactly worked out just yet. Oh, it was drafting Mikey Sanra still, right? It was a number of things. It was signing Jeremy Chinn. It was, and that's the point. You said, could there be just one? And every time I circled my mind around this question, and I've been thinking about this because I wanted to do this on this day with you.
Uh-huh.
That's how special I think our relationship is, that we can get together on the radio and celebrate. And then we can celebrate Adam Peters' one-year anniversary, or Adam Peters' anniversary, right?
APversary is what we're calling it.
And every time I started to think,
well,
I'm going to give Adam Peters specific credit for this, I said, oh, wait a second. I can't give him specific credit for a Lamide Zaccheaus. Dan Quinn had a Lamide Zaccheaus. Wait a second. Dan Quinn's relationship with Bobby Wagner helped. Wait a second. Zach Ertz had a great relationship with Cliff Kingsbury. Jeremy Chin is a notable name because he didn't have any direct connection.
Yeah, he did. This, Jason Simmons.
Well, all right.
Was his rookie of the year coach?
That's true.
Runner-up rookie of the year.
I was more thinking like the big figures, but you're right. Yeah. You're right. But here's the one thing that is undeniable.
Ken Norton, another reason Bobby's here.
Fair. Here's the one thing that is absolutely undeniable. Okay? And I was thinking more and more about this yesterday when I heard my friend Danny Huhey say that because Dan Quinn was standing alone at Reagan National Airport in a TSA line instead of being ushered in and out VIP treatment style, Adam Peters' first choice, second choice, third choice, 15th choice wasn't Dan Quinn.
You buy that?
And I don't buy that for one single solitary second. Did it look weird? Did it look awkward? Did I go, when Nikki Javala posted that picture about a little over a year ago, did I go, hey man, wait a second, that's kind of crazy? But then I circled around in my mind and I said, all these personnel moves, the one move that triggered a lot of this is saying, you know what? Screw Ben Johnson. He don't want to be here. We don't want him here. Maybe we were going to hire him. Maybe we weren't going to hire him. Everyone else thought they were absolutely for sure slam dunk going to hire him. From day one, 1 year ago today, Adam Peters said, I want a leader of men. And he hired the best damn leader of men. And that is still underappreciated to this day. How significant not only Dan Quinn's coaching ability is, but his leadership, his installation of belief,
yes,
brotherhood, and whatever you think of all these semantics, how this team that's not supposed to be here has come together. So even though that's a big picture item, I think without Dan Quinn, you don't get Joe Witt here. You don't get maybe Cliff Kingsbury here. You don't get Bobby Wagner here. You don't get maybe Zach Ertz here. You don't get Dorrance Armstrong here. Maybe Tyler Biadasz here. And we can go on down the list. I gotta take a timeout. I got to do a trending alert. I totally forgot about business. We got to do that. But without those guys, you don't get here, right? And that's the point. That's the point. All right, let's do the trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we're brought to you by the Maryland Vehicle Theft Prevention Council. Maryland drivers, did you know a vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland? The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. Commanders on the practice field, a first full practice of the week. Yesterday was more of a jog through. They didn't even have helmets. Several key veterans given rest days with the short turnaround. Detroit, Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Of course, we will have all day coverage. I'll be in Detroit. Grant Paulson will be in Detroit. And Linnell will be here, of course, for Burgundy and Gold pregame and in-game as the Commanders play in the divisional playoffs against the Detroit Lions again Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Make sure you join us for all of the fun. Meanwhile, around the NFL, one more Commanders note, both Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt Jr. were asked about recent interest by teams. Kingsbury drawing interest from Chicago, New Orleans. Witt asked to interview with the New York Jets. Both immediately shut it down and did not want to talk about it. Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers has declared for the 2025 NFL draft. The Cleveland Browns have been sued by the city of Cleveland over a proposed move to the suburbs. In case you missed this, yesterday, it was announced that both the Flyers and the 76ers are going to get together and try and move out of their current Wells Fargo Center, whose thought Josh Harris is owned Philadelphia 76ers, who are trying to build a new standalone stadium. Now they're going to apparently do it together. We'll see what that all means and how that all comes to fruition down the line. The Capitals with a 3-0 shutout last night over the Ducks. They'll quack their way to Ottawa for tomorrow night's action in Ottawa on 106.7 The Fan, and that's what's trending. All right, right back at you on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Happy Adam Peters' anniversary. 1 year ago today, officially took over this football organization and became the lead dog and the first true general manager. The first true general manager in what, 28 years, 29 years at that point, whatever it was.
What do you mean true general manager?
Well, true general manager.
Like a crony?
Not a puppet. Not basically in the control of Dan Snyder. No. I'm an industry plant, according to you.
I was a joke. We get it, though.
But, I mean, I like Vinny Serrato, right? We had him on a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I don't like Vinny
Everybody
Serrato.
Everybody thought I was a fool for having him on. I mean, all he does is watch the Baltimore Ravens every day, and they were playing the Baltimore Ravens.
Here we go. You rehashing an argument.
Proving how smart I am and how dumb everyone else is.
Do you hear your host, Matt?
But anyway, my point being is he was the first true general manager in forever, right? Almost three decades. And everything he's done from that point, not that everything has been a home run, because remember, this was by need, by necessity, whatever, or maybe just by extending the window. They kept and started Emmanuel Forbes at corner in week one. They kept Jamin Davis and had him play a somewhat integral role in week one, somewhat. And Fedarian Mathis. And all three eventually got cut, released, traded, whatever. They signed KJ Osborne a couple of weeks ago. He can't even get into the lineup. He played one game, was a non-factor, can't even get into the lineup. Missed his first game.
Because who's he going to play over?
Well, they were playing Chris Blair the other day. Okay?
Yeah, because they like the way he blocks.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Chris Moore, by
the way. Whatever. Chris Moore, Chris Blair, whatever. Doesn't matter. My point being is, not everything that he has done has been a slam dunk, right? There are going to be things that Adam Peters does that don't work out. Like, whatever people want to say, he had an instrumental role in San Francisco's acquisition or drafting of Trey Lance.
I don't believe that.
Oh, come on.
I don't.
Anyway.
You're the same guy that sits there and says that Kyle's the one pulling all the strings.
Yeah, he's got the ultimate power.
So on a quarterback he's going to be coaching, you don't think that he had major influence in that?
I didn't say that. You don't think Adam Peters is the director of college scouting for the 49ers and his executive?
Kyle's the head coach, though, that is firmly entrenched as a decision maker, Chris.
I understand that. You're not listening as usual. Did Adam Peters not have anything to do with the acquisition and the scouting and the evaluation of Trey Lance?
He evaluated him, yes. Does it mean that Kyle followed the suggestion of his evaluation?
Well, he clearly did. He traded up for him and drafted him number three overall.
You oftentimes show your lack of knowledge, brain power. Adam Peters could have had a piss-poor grade on Trey Lance, and Kyle said, we're going to take him anyway. So I asked you, do you think that Kyle followed the evaluation of Adam Peters? If Adam brought him back a negative evaluation on Trey Lance, but Kyle said, no, I like him anyway, what would happen, Chris?
What makes you think?
What makes you think?
Think that Kyle Shanahan, who hired Adam Peters and installed him as one of his top lieutenants, would say, if Adam Peters had an awful grade, an awful return on Trey Lance, and said,
it had to be awful.
Well, you just said it.
He did not agree with the evaluation.
Well, again, yes,
he could have had a second round grade on Trey Lance.
You're right. But the point being is they probably would not have traded from 12 to 3,
number one. I just don't like you trying to pin Trey Lance on Adam Peters. I hate you
okay.
do that.
Of course, you don't like reality. It's I said not. he had a part in it.
You said a major influence. That was your
A
quote.
Major influence, a part in it, whatever. That's I mean, it is what it is.
That's two completely different statements.
Okay, but whatever. We don't know exactly. I think he had significant input. How about
so
that?
So why don't you just say that I don't know?
Okay.
I'd rather
I don't
say
know
that.
Exactly, but I think he had significant input.
Why?
Because he was the director of college scouting, then the draft. That's why.
How many organizations do you see
understand
those guys
that.
Get stepped
on? Kyle Smith was the director of college scouting or of the draft here. And in 2019, Dan Snyder said, bleep it, I'm taking Dwayne Haskins. And Kyle Smith had a fourth round grade on him. I understand. Sometimes they don't listen. You think Kyle Shanahan completely ignored Adam Peters? Said, nah, this guy sucks. Nah, this guy's not worth it. My point being is, I'm not trying to pin the tail on the donkey here. I'm just saying not everything that Adam Peters does is going to be right and is going to work out. But by and large, as we look back on 1 year, there have been so many moves. Now, in conjunction with Dan Quinn and in conjunction with the coaching staff and Lance Newmark, who, by the way, came from Detroit and one of the best general managers in Brad Holmes, and we will get a full firsthand display of that on Saturday night. My point being, general manager not only is a great evaluator, but he also works with the people that he has hired and the lieutenants under him. And that's how you build a football team. You lean on, hey, man, you had Zach Ertz in Arizona. Is he just a catch and fall guy? Well, listen, sometimes he's going to catch and fall. He doesn't have sometimes he's going to catch a ball in the left flat on the run against Atlanta on a Sunday night and ignite a third quarter comeback right after the catch. And sometimes he's going to catch a seed in a tight window in overtime from Jaden. You see, my point is, like, again, evaluators and managers and leaders don't just do it by themselves. They do it in conjunction with the system around them and with the people that they've trusted and hired and approved and worked with and leaned on and talked to and gotten to know and gotten to trust. And that's exactly what Adam Peters does. But none of that is possible if he doesn't ignore the temptations that the double mint twins wanted, that all of the number nerds wanted, and that was to hire Ben Johnson because Ben Johnson is the creative, sexy play caller that everybody has to have.
Come here, Ben. Put your ass cheeks right in front of my face.
Never mind.
Wow.
Never mind what Adam Peters said the day he was hired 1 year ago.
Word of how the best leader of men. He said it.
He literally said it. And I said right then and there, I said, you know he's not hiring Ben Johnson. You know he's hiring either Raheem Morris or he's hiring Dan Quinn. I said it right then and there. And everyone scoffed and everyone laughed. And then everyone got proven wrong. All right. Take a time out. We'll come back with more on that. I went with Dan Quinn. You went with Zach Ertz. I don't think either one of us are wrong. What do you think? 301-230-0980. What's the most underappreciated move that Adam Peters has made in his 1 year on the job? Happy Adam Peters anniversary today on a Wednesday, January the 15th, as the Commanders get ready for the Lions in the divisional playoffs right here on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us. End of hour number one. We don't have time for our calls here because we got to hit the really? Top of the hour. But we do have a couple of tweets. And as usual, yeah, we don't. We don't. Because they'll take too long and then we'll be
You're
way behind.
In control
so
of
I'm,
the call,
I'm going to control the show. I'm going to get us out on time. Here's how I'm going to do it. We have tweets. We have X posts. From Ben Conti at Fat Pro Tim. I love that the Rooster named like 15 things. He stole a lot of the caller's options. Athen, he tagged Athen. These guys are going to tear a labrum from all of their back padding. And we'll give the Rooster the Dan Quinn thing. Can't wait for the 757 to call. Yes, indeed, Barry Horowitz style. We like to pat ourselves on the back on this show. Now, Athen says Linus, which is his nickname.
Of course, you want to read the tweets because you want to read Athen in this tired bit. Take the calls.
Stopped. You want me to take Athen?
Sure.
On the phone? So you could yell at him that way? Exactly. Did I not say we don't have time?
Well, no. You know we got to go to break in about 30 seconds, yeah. Right?
He thinks you can dump somebody in 25 seconds. I was just going to read a couple of tweets. We will give everybody a fair chance on the other side. My point being is, Athen said, stop talking so the callers can talk.
You just want to read these dumb, non-insightful tweets from Athen. That's what you wanted to do. So I'm going to let you do it. I wish Athen would shut the hell up on X. I wish Athen would stop Xing me all the time. I'm about to mute him again. I can't open my phone without reading some stupidity from him. Okay. At least Fat Poet is kind of smart at times. Athen is just openly shoving my head in his ass.
I was going to get to a couple of good X post messages, but being that he wouldn't stop bitching and moaning like a little girl, can't do that now. So we'll have to take a break for the top of the hour, and we'll come on back after 2 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.